On tonight's Iris Wired featuring performances recorded live in concert by the Iris Orchestra, the ensemble based in Germantown, Tennessee, led by its founder, conductor, and artistic director Michael Stern, a concert to lift our weather woes that he's calling fun and games. We have come to the game portion. Once again, Maestro Stern.
After all of this whimsy, fun, and play, let's now get down to some serious business of games. Children's games, actually. Georges Bizet is best known to most music lovers today as the composer of the iconic French opera Carmen. But you might not be aware, then, that he was also recognized as an outstanding pianist, though he rarely performed in public. He did write a fair quantity of music outside of opera, though, including a suite for piano four hands, which he gave the title of Jeux d'enfants, or Children's Games. Of the 12 miniatures, he orchestrated five of them, and then, after his premature death at the age of 37, others were orchestrated by Roy Douglas and Hershey Kay. This lovely suite of delightful and lighthearted music attracted none other than George Balanchine, who famously choreographed it in 1955. The movements are as follows: the swing, the top, the doll, the hobby horses, badminton, trumpet and drum, bubbles, solitaire, blind man's bluff, leapfrog, little husband, little wife, and the ball. Here now is Iris Orchestra's performance of Children's Games, Jeux d'enfants, by Georges Bizet. Now that the kids have had their fun, let's move to the grown-ups table as we turn to a game of poker. Igor Stravinsky got the idea for a ballet in which the dancers portrayed the cards of the deck while in the back of a Paris taxicab in the 1920s, but it wasn't until he received a commission in 1936 that the project became a reality. The work is in three acts, which are like rounds of the game, which he calls deals, and each opens with a grand and ceremonious introduction. In the first deal, the Joker proclaims himself the most powerful card, since he can take the form of any of his opponents and declares battle against the other hands. The middle deal opens with a march of spades and hearts, followed by a series of solo variations and a pas de quatre for the four queens. In the third deal, however, we are treated to a grand waltz, representative of a royal flush of hearts and a pitched battle between the spades and the hearts in which you'll hear comic snippets of Rossini's Barber of Seville woven into the texture. The wicked Joker is defeated in the end, appropriately enough, by a natural royal flush of hearts, which, as Stravinsky writes in the score, quote, puts an end to his malice and knavery, end quote. It is a perfect way to bring today's program, all about fun and games, to a happy conclusion with this performance by Iris Orchestra of Igor Stravinsky's Jeu de Cartes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music of Igor Stravinsky, his Jeu de Cartes, his card game ballet. And before that, we heard Jeu d'Enfant, Children's Games, by Georges Bizet, performed here by Iris Orchestra, led by their founder, conductor, and artistic director, Michael Stern. All the performances you'll hear monthly on Iris Wired are recorded live at the home of Iris Orchestra, the Germantown Performing Arts Center in Germantown, Tennessee. Our recording engineer is Jamie Lamar. Special thanks to Germantown Performing Arts Center and the city of Germantown, Tennessee for their support. These broadcasts are also made possible by the Formanek Foundation, Great Oaks Foundation, and the Hyde Family Foundation. Special thanks also go out to Maestro Michael Stern and David DePeters. Iris Wired is written by Maestro Stern and Jamie Lamar. You can find out more about Iris Orchestra at their website, irisorchestra.org. Our next broadcast of Iris Wired will be Friday evening, May 11th. This broadcast of Iris Wired and the Iris Orchestra is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. I'm David Ozenberg, and with the time we have remaining, I thought we'd stay right with the theme of tonight's concert, and I'll leave you with music of a ballet by Ottorino Respighi using piano pieces of Gioacchino Rossini as commissioned by the Ballet Russe and Sergei Diaghilev, La Boutique Fantasque, the Fantastic Toy Shop, the ballet dealing with toys, specifically dolls, that come to life and thwart their purchase. There's an opening overture, which we won't hear tonight, but we'll hear the dances, the Tarantella, Mazurka, Dance Cossack, Can-Can, Valse Lente, and the concluding gallop from a performance by l'Orchestre de Suisse Romande, led by Ernst Ansermet. I'm David Ozenberg. Iris Wired is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Have a great evening.